This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the MVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google and what the most watched YouTube video was this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, great to be back.
I know, I missed you so much.
Missed you too.
That's right, you better. For this week, I know you always bring it every week. And I need it this week, too. What's number five?
Number five is such a silly trend. It's octopus and seal simultaneously trending. And that is because there's this kayaker in New Zealand. And he was just doing a little kayak out in the bay, having a time. And a seal comes out of nowhere with an octopus in its mouth and slaps him in the face with it. You might have seen this. It was kind of making the rounds on the interwebs, but guy just totally got rocked by this octopus straight to the face. And so everybody was speculating, like, wait, why did this seal do this? Does the seal have some sort of vendetta against this man? But some sort of a professor at the University of Auckland said, you know, the seal was probably trying to rip a tentacle off of the octopus. So it probably wasn't doing this on purpose, but it's a pretty silly video. The guy gets hit in the face pretty hard.
You know, I saw that video, and I have to say, there is more to this story. This is a vendetta. This was revenge, I think. Because there were rocks. There were plenty of other places for the seal to throw this octopus at, right? Why his face?
Yep.
I honestly think that they were in his area, and he's like, oh, you want my food? Well, here, fine. Take it.
Yeah, take it. You know, also, when you look at the video, it seems like the seal loses the octopus. So it doesn't, if it is a success, or if it is an attempt to rip a tentacle off, it's unsuccessful. It does look like he's throwing it at the kayaker, being like, yo, what do you want? And he swims away with a sassy little swim.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. Exactly. And I was like, he did something. This guy did something really mean to this poor seal, and this was the reaction to it. You know what? That's what it was. Maybe he hit him with, like, accidentally with his oar.
Oh, with the paddle?
Yeah, with the paddle. And the seal was like, hey, bro, I'm down here. And he was like, here, don't you see me?
Yeah. Boom. Man, I hope that's true. I hope that seal's getting revenge if that kayaker did something bad. Good on him.
All right. What's number four?
Number four. Happy birthday to Google. So this past week, we've been celebrating Google's 20th birthday and looking at how far we've come and some of the early days. And it's been pretty silly because in September 1998, it was just our founders, Larry and Sergey, in Susan Wojcicki's garage in Mountain View. And Susan is now the CEO of YouTube. And looking at the garage, Google has created a street view of that initial office. And it's pretty funny. You can actually search Susan's garage in Google Street View and look at the rudimentary office setup that they had in this little garage with these huge desktop computers and whiteboards and kind of just like a haphazard situation. And that's kind of how Google was born.
Now, did they ever change the homepage back to the original Google page? I think that would have been more fun, too.
If you go to our homepage, or if you go to our keyword blog post, actually, you can look at some of the early days and like a video montage of what the Google homepage looked like throughout the years. And I mean, it generally looks kind of the same. Like, it's a search bar, it has the logo, it says I'm feeling lucky, and it's kind of the same. Obviously, there's more effective search results now, but you know, it doesn't look drastically different, just a little bit outdated. And there was an exclamation mark on Google back in the day, too.
An exclamation mark? I don't even remember that being there. Is it would kind of look like the Yahoo? The Yahoo exclamation mark?
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, kind of like that.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, so what's number three?
Number three, we got National Voter Registration Day, and that's a big deal. So that was National Voter Registration Day is actually celebrated every single year on the fourth Tuesday of September. We saw a huge spike in search interest this past week, over 3,000 or over 3,600% of how to register to vote on Google this past week. And so, yeah, a lot of people were turning to Google. We actually had an informative doodle as well that took you to a place to figure out, A, if you were registered, and B, if you were not, took you to services that could get you doing that. So a lot of people are, I feel like people are paying attention to politics more than they ever have. So a lot of people are getting voted. I know I saw a lot of people, just like random friends that I had, like really adamant about getting people registered to vote because it matters. So if you're not registered, what are you doing? Get out there. You're registered. Your vote matters.
Okay, so I always register to vote whenever I get my driver's license. So I'm like, oh, I never really think about it. But can you register to vote online or do you have to go in someplace?
No, you can register to vote online. Yeah, if you just search how to register to vote in Google, you can navigate that there. I made sure that I was this past season, and it took me probably 3 minutes. And it
was
super easy. Fill out a form, tell them what's up, social, boom, good to go.
Who doesn't register when they go to the driver's, like, get your driver's license, the DMV? I mean, that's weird not to. And that's just me. Like, they ask you, you want to register to vote? And it's like, yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, but how often do you do that? That's every, like, 4 years, no?
Yeah, but isn't it good forever? I always get one every year, right? No?
It is. It is good. But I feel like sometimes maybe you'll move within that time.
Oh, that's true.
Or, you know, maybe some sort of things will change. But yeah, if you're staying consistent, you're good to go.
Okay. All right. So what's number two?
Number two, we've got a couple brands making their name a little bit smaller. So we've got Dunkin' Donuts changing their name just to Dunkin'. And then Weight Watchers changing their name to WW. I can't look at the WW and not think like World War something. So it's that one's a little bit different or a little bit interesting to look at. Dunkin' Donuts changing to Dunkin', that makes a lot of sense. Nobody even calls it Dunkin' Donuts anyway. They just call it Dunkin'. And both of these efforts were to just kind of change their brands a little bit. For Dunkin', it's like just to focus a little bit more on their beverage sales, which accounts for 60% of their business. And then Weight Watchers is doing this to kind of signify a change towards a healthier lifestyle and not necessarily just shedding the weight. But it's interesting. People are turning to Google to figure out, you know, what does this mean for them? Are they changing their products? Are they changing their whatever? But it got me thinking. You remember when Nestle's Quick changed their name to Nesquik? That was tough for me. I feel like that was a very big shock as a child. I just felt like everything was different. And it wasn't the same, and it freaked me out.
Really? It freaked you out?
Totally, dude. Totally freaked me out, because I was so used to drinking chocolate milk from Nestle's Quick, and they changed it to Nesquik, and I felt like it was just kind of a slimy move. But I still drank it, and I survived. But I don't know, it was weird.
You know, I'm a bit weirded out by that Dunkin' thing. I'm like, it's Dunkin' Donuts. Because you said, like, oh, who says Dunkin' Donuts? And I was like,
yeah.
I say Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah, I'd be like, oh, hey, Mom, I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts. You want anything? Like, I say Dunkin' Donuts. I don't want to say Dunkin'. This is horrible.
Okay. Well, now think about how much time you're going to save in your life by not saying donuts every single time. I mean, that could shave days off your life by just sitting around and saying that extra word, you get to go.
You know what this is like? Sears Tower in Chicago. It's actually called the Willis Tower. They changed the name, but I still call it Sears Tower. And I make sure all of my nieces and nephew, that's the Sears Tower.
Good. Good. And, well, then, you know what? If you want to keep saying Dunkin' Donuts, then, you know, that's Joe and me. I'm not going to stop you.
Oh, boom. You're right. I'm going to always call it Dunkin' Donuts. And people will be like, what donuts? They don't sell donuts. They sell cheeseburgers. And I'll be like, no, they were called Dunkin' Donuts.
Back in my day, they were Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah. All right.
I already like it. I feel old already.
There you go. Yeah, no one's going to stop you.
What's number one?
Number one is the Senate Judiciary Committee. So this past week, more so yesterday, actually on Thursday, the Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh testified along Dr. Christine Blasey Ford in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee in Capitol Hill. And it was an emotional time. People turned to Google to figure out where they could watch. Search interest for that spiked by almost 5,000%. It's tough to watch this. I think it's important that these issues are coming at the forefront. We're being able to at least hear about them in a pretty open forum. And, you know, it's pretty divisive on both sides about what's going to happen. It looks like some of the voting is actually happening as we speak right now, but it remains to be seen whether Brett Kavanaugh is going to be appointed to the Supreme Court or not.
Yeah, I ended up watching this accidentally because it came on during the time of Judge Judy. I know I'm horrible. I should have been like looking, trying to watch it purposely, but I watched it anyways. And it was pretty interesting just the way it's done. But I started thinking, has this ever happened before? Do you know, like, has any other judge have to go through this?
don't know for a fact, but I'm going to say definitely not. I mean, at least nothing that comes to recollection in my mind. Seems like a pretty unprecedented move in this entire appointment process. So, no, I mean, it's definitely a wild time to be able to watch this. It's emotional. It's difficult. It's bizarre. It's a bizarre time.
You know, it's an exciting time, too. Could you imagine, even in the 80s, this would have been a closed-door event. If you couldn't be there, you couldn't see it. Now with television, right. Internet, the whole, not just nationally, the whole world is watching. And we all get to see this process being laid out for us. And I think that's the way it should be, right? We should be able to see all of this stuff because he's going to be in a position for his entire life. So it's kind of cool. I like seeing the process, at least.
I agree. I think the process is great to see. I also think it's important to talk about sexual allegations and make sure that, you know, everybody in the world understands that regardless of if Brett did that or not, it's not okay to act in that way. And I think that it's good to at least have that open dialogue about that and kind of allow everybody to understand that that's not appropriate action.
Well said. All right, so for this week, what was the most watched YouTube video?
Yeah, this is a fun one. I will say it's a little long, and it felt a little anticlimactic, but it's Will Smith bungee jumps out of a helicopter to celebrate his 50th birthday, and it's sick, and he's over the Grand Canyon, and it's got a lot of views. It's got 13 million views. I watched it this morning. It's cool. I love Will Smith. Guy is awesome. Also had Carlton there. They had cast Wills or from Fresh Prince, like Carlton's out there just getting stoked on the rim of the Grand Canyon. But it's not really a bungee jump because he has the rope tied around his waist. You know, it's like, give me the feet. Give me the straight, like, nose dive, attach the rope to his feet kind of situation. But it's still pretty sick. And he, like, bounces really high up. And, yeah, it's rad.
Okay. So can anybody do this or could only Will Smith do this?
That's a good question. I'm gonna assume that nobody can do this. It seems right. Like, yeah. I mean, the rationale behind him actually doing this was he was challenged to the jump by YouTube creators, their channel called Yes Theory, and that was kind of the impetus for this little challenge bungee jump thing. So I don't know how Yes Theory got the okay from the Grand Canyon gods to be able to do this over the sacred land, but I don't know. It's pretty sweet. If we're allowed to do it, go do it.
Yeah, right? I want to do this. This looks like a ton of fun.
Well, didn't you say that you wouldn't do skydiving?
I guess
jumping's scarier.
I know, but at least I'm tethered.
That's true.
Skydiving.
You're also so close to the ground. You're looking at it.
Right. I think I could survive bungee jumping versus skydiving. At least my chances of survival are a little bit higher in bungee jumping. Sure. Not saying they're very good to begin with if the rope broke, but I think the percentage is there. And I don't know. Why not? I would want to do this before I'm 50 and my heart is weak, right? I should do it when my body can handle this.
Don't want to do it with a weak heart. All right, well, we'll shoot an email out to Yes Theory and see if we can get an MVP, Justin, tandem bungee jump over the Grand Canyon.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Justin. I really enjoy you being here, and I'm glad you're back.
Hey, thank you. Always a pleasure.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's masonverapayne.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.